Editor's Perspective, Swiss Ranchers Show Bloodshed by Wolves. Farmers dump sheep killed by wolves in front of Swiss government building, a headline on the Swiss news site Barron's proclaimed on April 6. Talk about one heck of a headline. The article went on to explain that around a dozen breeders laid out 12 dead sheep, who had been killed by wolves, in front of government headquarters in Lausanne. "We are sick of this. We want the wolf killed," Patrick Peru, a farmer and butcher from the nearby municipality of Ullens, was quoted saying. "Cohabitation is not possible. Our territory is too small." Wolves had killed 17 sheep in the same general area in March, 2 in early April, and then 13 were killed in one night, which led to the protest. From there, the story sounds eerily similar to what's going on in U.S. soil right now. Producers are being asked to jump through extra hoops to check on and protect their animals. Yet the wolf pack numbers continue to grow with limited options for managing them. In 2012, one pack was recorded in the region in Switzerland where this protest took place. The number of packs swelled to 32 last year, with around 300 individual wolves counted, the Barron's article stated. While Swiss authorities relaxed rules for hunting and culling off wolves, and decided to allow large preventative culls in some of the most densely populated areas, swift legal actions put those plans partially on ice. In an open letter to the European Commission, 8 leading conservation groups said there were ways to make coexistence easier between humans and large, wild animals like wolves, the article said. The conservation groups there are singing to the same tune as those in the US. They said that livestock losses are often linked to the lack of adequate supervision and/or physical protection. Here's what all of these groups ought to do: go run a band of sheep in an area where wolves are known to live. I'd venture to guess they would change their tune if they realized how much is already done to preserve the livestock that, for many of us, is our very livelihood, and how little can be done when the jaws of an apex predator clamp down. Maybe producers in Colorado need to take every calf, lamb, dog, and every other animal they're about to lose to wolves and put them right on Governor Polis' front step. Maybe seeing all the bloodshed he's signed off on will bring him a healthy dose of reality, or maybe we'll see how much of an animal lover he isn't. Another wolf-related headline recently caught my eye, and while I was amused at first, it's not one I'm proud of as a Wyomingite. Wyoming man cited for capturing live wolf, reportedly showed it off in bar before killing it, the Cowboy State Daily reported on April 2. Apparently, a man in Sublette County captured a live wolf, taped its mouth shut, and took it into a bar in Daniel, Wyoming. "I'm thankful to live in a state where it's legal to kill wolves, in a majority of the state, but this is not the way to go about it, and all this provides is more fuel for the animal rights activists to take those privileges away. I would argue that no living thing deserves to suffer. Not even a wolf. The fact that this man ran the wolf down on a snowmobile, injured it, and paraded it around, makes me feel sick for having chuckled when I first read the headline when it was initially reported by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. One wrong move provides the wrong folks a ton of momentum. And before we know it, none of us will be able to stop them or the wolves."